News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The British have said that they are engaged in what is one of the largest consular operations in their history as they try to make provision for and contact with all of their citizens who are stranded around the Middle East. With us is Neil Richmond, who is Minister of State with responsibility for international development. Neil Richmond, are we engaged in a similar scale per capita of consular activity?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to put it. There's an average of about 200,000 British citizens in the wider region. There's just over 22,000 Irish citizens. So per capita base in the size of the country, we have a full consular centre now working out of the Department of Foreign Affairs with full dedicated lines. Our embassy teams, primarily our embassy team in Abu Dhabi, are trying to get the message out as widely as possible to get all Irish citizens to register in the region. About 7,000 Irish citizens in the last number of weeks have registered with the Department of Foreign Affairs in the region, and we need to make sure that we have all them detailed in registration, those who are resident there, those who are travelling there, those who are transiting through there.
Now, what are they currently doing? Because the advice has been effectively to stay where you are. Is everybody taking that advice, or are people trying to find alternate routes to get home?
Well, our advice is quite clear for people that travel is extremely dangerous at the moment. As you would have heard in your reports there, there's only been a limited number of flights have come out of the UAE yesterday, about 15 out of Etihad. What we are saying quite clearly to Irish citizens is first and foremost to please register with the Department of Foreign Affairs, register either with the embassy in Abu Dhabi or Riyadh, depending where you're based, to make sure that you follow the local advice, to stay in touch with the Irish government's communications channels online, but also the local government. Follow the advice clearly, particularly when it says for people to shelter in place. This is a rapidly evolving situation. We're only in the fourth day of it, and certainly we're exploring all options with European partners, but we really have to get the message across people to first and foremost register with ourselves, but secondly to follow very closely the local advice.
And as it now stands, the Department of Foreign Affairs advice is don't travel to Syria, Iraq, Iran or Yemen, and avoid non-essential travel to Saudi Arabia or to the UAE. Now, there may be people who have, particularly with midterm breaks coming up, holidays planned to the UAE. What's your expectation in, I know it's a difficult thing to predict, but what's your expectation in terms of time frame for that to change?
To be honest, Anton, I can't necessarily provide that because as we see overnight, there's been more attacks, both from the US and Israelis and also from the Iranians. And we've seen, obviously, explosions at the US embassy in Riyadh. So it would be irresponsible of me to try and get into some sort of guessing game. Our advice is for people to stay in touch directly with their airline operators and with their travel agents. We do have a lot of work done already in terms of focusing on about 900 Irish citizens are transiting at the moment who have been caught in transit. The UAE officials have said that priority is to work with transit passengers at the moment. Those who are already on a holiday, maybe not due to travel yet, the UAE, in fairness, have covered all their accommodation costs and are making sure they are safe.
Do you fear for Irish people in the region?
I think I fear for everyone in the region, to be honest, Anton. Whenever we hear of a military escalation of this level, there is a very real concern for human safety. As I said, we have a very large Irish diaspora, primarily located in Dubai. I only visited with them in September. I've been communicating with the Irish groups there, as has our ambassador in Abu Dhabi, over the last couple of days. Understandably, people are very concerned. And equally, we've an awful lot of parents, particularly in my constituency, who have a son or a daughter who's gone out there teaching or working, and they're concerned. And the main thing for us to get the message across is to follow local advice, register with the embassy, and make sure that they stay in touch with the Department of Foreign Affairs.
Neil, thank you very much. That is Neil Richmond, Minister of State with responsibility for international development. And a little bit later in the show, just after 8 o'clock, we're going to be getting analysis of that rapidly developing situation in the Middle East, with US President Donald Trump saying that the biggest hits are yet to come. We'll be joined by Duncan Bullivan, former British Army officer and former UK diplomat, as well. We'll be joined by the chief executive of the United Nations Association after the UN criticised the American attacks.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.